four pieces.
Okay.
Before we cover them up, let's get them. I gotta get a sample of that mother rock. Okay, there you go. The other one's right there. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can't get a sample.
I'm gonna try to hit that one more time. I think I got another one coming.
There's another little one.
That looks almost like a rhyolite from here. I don't believe it, though.
No, that's not
I think that's it. Got a bag? Okay, this is a fine-grained but crystalline white glass in the gray breccia. And it's mixed with soil. We had to pick up a little soil. 503.
I guess they're all there, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are. They're three glass anyway. Three fragments that we got off chips. Let me get a piece of the rock at the end. And I'm going to take a close-up stereo of that.
Okay.
Don't get it.
Okay.
Jack,
I got another piece of it up here.
And I'd roll that downhill.
Okay,
the host rock for that inclusion of white material will be in bag, what is it,
504.
Two chips with soil.
Heart rate's running in the 90s.
Getting heavy?
What, the bag?
Yeah.
No. Just the scoop.
Just make sure they're cold so they don't...
I wore my hand out holding that camera together coming out of here.
We're getting some samples. Just, I want to get an answer, and I'm going to get a close-up stereo of that. That's,
yep.
And I'm going to get some pictures around this block, too.
Okay.
There's an answer, and I'm going to get sort of a close-up stereo around it.
That ought to do it, Bob. While he's doing that... There's a real good example of a pit-bottom crater up here, even on this talus slope. I'll try to take a stereo of it.
Okay, Jack, that sounds great. I guess there's always a problem with getting the in-place glass, if you think that's appropriate at this point. Word along those lines, though, is we'd like to have you over moving in 11 minutes, so it's probably not appropriate at this time on that.
Okay, there isn't any glass in this. This crater, you can see it with your TV. It's just bigger. It's bigger than the average crater. And it still has that pit, the pit being about a third of the diameter of the inner diameter of the crater. Third of the rim. Make it a fourth of the rim diameter. That's easier.
Copy that.
Jack, can I look at that closely?
Look at what?
Hold the rake a second. We gotta be moving. How many minutes, Bob?
If I give you a move in 10 minutes, which means allow about the usual 3 or 4
yeah,
or 5 minutes to close up before that time.
Okay, we'll get hustling. Okay, Bob, that light colored inclusion we sampled looks like a strange.
Gotcha.
It's the old boulder rolling trick.
I'm not getting a soil sample under there.
Don't hit the rover.
Get that sample under there, Jack. Under that rock. Okay. Got a bag?
Got a bag.
The soil from right underneath the rock. Down to about 4 centimeters and 505. And I'll try to skim it here a little too. Get the upper centimeter. Bob, have this big white class. I'm not sure there aren't some smaller ones than some of those other big boulders. That's just an intuitive guess.
Oh, there are.
But we never saw any as obviously big and gross as this one. In fact, is this particular boulder, I photographed, I had three of them other than the one we sampled. And that's 505 and 506 in that order.
Okay, we copy that.
I'm a...
And by now, probably the best thing for you guys to do is to come back to the rover and pick up the rake sample. Go ahead, Jack.
That white class, I looked at it, and it has a light pastel green, fairly rounded crystals in a fine-grained, white to light inky tan matrix. And you can figure that one out. Looks like olivine and something.
Right on that. Sounds like a rainbow.
It might be a... No, it's not those. The colors aren't that distinct, Bob. I'm just giving you shades.
Okay, Roger.
Hey, Bob, have you panned down in an Anson and seen this rock that's all 30 or 40 meters from us? It gives you an idea of the kind of upslope filleting you have on some of those boulders.
Okay, well...
You can, you're right.
We'll send that over there to look at it.
Hey, I'll help him. I don't think you got enough time.
Okay, we'd like you guys to get going on the rake sample.
Okay.
I'd like to handle on the rake there.
Okay. We're gonna, I'm going to have to move out here.
Oh, wait, Neil.
Okay.
Coming right there.
Right there is what I'm looking at.
Okay, we're going to check it out. Thank you.
And there's no sense trying to get 500 up well. We'll see what happens.
Okay, as also we're running out, there's no time to get 500 either, unfortunately. We're planning on station 4, which will be a better perspective distance anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say there's no sense of trying to get them up to Maseeb. I don't think you'll see anything up there.
Okay.
Dean,
you getting your fan?
Yeah, I said,
what do you want?
Well, right in there where there's some fragments. You get the,
I'll get the before and the locator.
Okay, and then I'll get the down.
Anyway, it'd require me to pitch up too far, and there's no way I could do it.
Okay, no, we're definitely not in favor of that, Dean, at this area.
But I'm just mulling it over, but there really isn't any way I could get up.
Okay.
Well, I tell you.
Get out of your hand. Let me rake that open.
Well, it's all right. There just aren't any rocks. Should have brought the scoop and used the old shovel trick. There's a couple. Keep going.
Okay, do you have any feeling you have that hard layer underneath there like you did yesterday when you raked the station one, Jack?
One under the dome you can get. Several, I thought were rock turned out to be quads.
Yeah, that's what most of them are, is quads.
How do you get quads if it's never been wet?
Yeah, you're not getting any. You've had three in there ever since the last four scoops.
Yeah,
there just aren't many. 507.
Okay, copy 507, very few.
Three rocks. Yeah, you got about four rocks, about 2 inches and smaller. And
let me get the down sun, which I...
Okay, let's just get the soil and press on.
Okay,
we move it within 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Okay, you got it?
Yep.
soil?
I want this moving in 3 minutes.
So let's go.
Well?
No, get the soil, guys. Get the soil.
Don't
forget the soil. Get the soil.
Yeah, we want it. I'm sorry, I thought you said skip it.
Got your bag?
Yep.
Maybe a little messy.
That's all right.
One Scoop Schmidt, they call me. That's good.
That's that 508.
Copy that.
I gotta start putting some of these samples in my bag. You're getting a full bag for Christmas here.
Is it so full we ought to change it?
Yep. Let's do that after we get to the next station, though.
Well, okay.
Well, we ought to start moving out of here.
Yep, let's go.
Let me get one after of the area
that we messed up.
Beautiful station, guys. Just simply beautiful. Almost deserves a mountain goat.
Man, I tell you, Falcon 109. I couldn't help that, Bob. It's just too beautiful. Hey, Jack, look where we kicked up the stuff. There's some light. The light. Well, I can't see it. Now I'm looking at it.
Casey, there's a light-colored fragment I think we break into.
Yeah, we kick it up. They're light-colored clods. And when I was walking uphill, I really wasn't thinking in probably more than an inch or two.
Why don't you want to take this bag off of me?
Yes, sir.
I'll get one out. Well, we can use this one.
Yeah, because we want to get rolling.
Okay, 17.
Okay.
A couple of things here while you're getting undone there. Housekeeping the tail out. Change those bags. We'd also like to get the step turned on, and you might read us the temperature when you turn it on. And other than that, stow in the TV and low gain antenna, and you're on your way. We've taken care of the perimeter already.
What did it? Did that reading change much, Bob?
Which one?
Make sure that's locked on there.
Yeah, it is locked. Make sure the cap locked. Okay, bag 8 is on the gate, and Jack gets bag 4.
Okay, copy that. Copy that.
I know my camera's going to be
full. Copy on the set receiver turn on and temperature.
Right.
Yeah.
My bag closed. Yeah. Bag. We got that, Bob.
It's closed. Okay.
Okay,
17, take all that back. We just had a change of heart back here. And we're not going to turn the step on, just cover it up. And you might give us a temperature reading that you go by, though. That'll help us think what to do with it.
About 98.
Copy, 98, then leave them both off.
Okay.
17, John and Charlie are kind of advising you to put that SC, that full SCP underneath the seat to keep... Make sure the top doesn't bounce open and lose some of those rocks.
Well, you can't take better advice than from those who have been here.
They're roger on that.
Their advice has been pretty good so far.
I won't pass that on to them, I think, Dave.
These locks are clamming up, Jack. I can't unlock that one, though. Can you lock that one? It all gets sticky.
That one just isn't going to work anymore.
You see?
It isn't moving either way.
This one was sticky too. Let me see.
Out's open, right?
Huh?
Out is open.
Out is open, yeah. Yeah, let me try once more if I have to.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, those they really get dusty. I'll hit those with the dust brush next time around.
Charge that time up to John and Charlie.
Okay, Bob, I'm taking your camera.
Okay, it looks like it's right to the right place on the turn around. Good coordination.
Yes, sir. Okay, we read the TV. I'm going to motion.
And give me a call
when you guys get rolling.
Okay.
And we'd like frames when it's convenient on you guys.
We'll be without a picture until the crew gets to Station 3, which is at the base of the scarp, about halfway from Station 2 to Station 4, which is near the crater Shorty.
Yeah, is that if I stop long enough? 113.
Copy, 113.
Oh, look at that. Well, I'll tell you.